Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the second hour. This is your host, Michael, and I'm here in South Florida. We're on live remote. Lynn is in Orlando. I'm here in South Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm here with the fabulous Larry McDowell from the Braille Club. Larry, you there?
I'm here.
I'm here with Christine. Christy Bell?
Yes, I'm there. I'm right here.
Okay.
Another fabulous number from the Braille Club.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And she was afraid to go to Braille Club, but I remember.
Michael?
I pushed her. Michael. And there, what, Lynn?
Speaking of phone numbers, let's keep them rolling in. People are calling in. So if you didn't get those numbers before for White Cane Coffee or Mega Voice, just call and Chris will get, he has the numbers right there. So yep. No problem. You can call, even while we're on the air, you can just call and talk to Chris. All right.
Yeah, if you're going to call in for White Cane Coffee, if you want a good cup of coffee, and don't forget, not only a very good cup of coffee, and I mean very good, but listen to this. They help the blind. They serve the blind. They only have blind folks and artistic people working for them. So if you want to help the blind community, if you also, every money that comes in, some of it, portion of that, goes to the blind community. A portion of it goes to the blind community. So, just remember one thing. If you want a good cup of coffee, whether it be decaf or regular cup, don't forget it's natural, organic cup of coffee. And when you say radio, you get 10% discount. Right now,
how about trivia?
By the way, phone number to call
go
is 407-894-1680. As soon as we take these callers, we're going to go right to trivia. Trivia time. Okay, who's on the line
they're calling off the air, Michael.
Right?
They're calling off the air, I said.
Oh, they're calling off the air.
Right, they want information about Mega Voice and White Cane Coffee. So let's do our second trivia now while we have time.
Okay,
because
Dr.
Skolnick is calling in at 8:15.
Okay, trivia time, 407-894-1680. Trivia time, who is singing this song? Be in the record business. I had a group similar to the one just in. The group is called the Intruders. You ever hear that group? Intruders?
Yeah,
that was my group. That was my group.
Cowboys the Girls.
Cowboys the Girls, yeah, but that wasn't my song. That wasn't mine. But I had the group. I took them out of a barbershop. Sonny, and it was two Sonnies back then. Took them out of a barbershop.
Michael?
You know, that's how it used to be back in the day.
What?
That's how it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, groups were get together, guys that knew each other, ladies that knew each other. Right. Yep. And it don't matter where they are. They sit down in a barbershop. They sit down at a hair salon.
He's
and they
barber.
Just start going in.
Yep, they were barbers. And we taught them. And the first song with my label is called Come Home Soon. It was not a big record, but it was a good record. And then after I got out of the record business, went into the clothing business, they went to a Philly guy, Teddy Pendergrass and his company. That's when they did Cowboys to Girls. We got anybody on the line?
Yeah, he does. He's just screening the call.
Okay, screen the calls. 407-894-1680 if you want to call in. Say hello to us. We're in South Florida. And by the way, if you want to know what the show's all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. For those folks who are listening, you can call in anytime if you're sighted, whether you're blind.
Michael, it's hard. You know what's hard with them there? I can't hit him on the
right?
elbow and say, be quiet so we can talk.
Listen, you know, I used to sing back in the day with the group. We did the song like this, and I know it's going to sound familiar to you, but, you know, I was back in this group hanging out with them back in the day. It went something like this. I've got sunshine.
Oh, here we go.
On a cloudy day. But anyways, let's go up to New Hampshire and let's talk to our good friend Jody from New Hampshire. Hey, Jody.
It's been a long while.
Yeah, Jody, how you doing?
Well, I was off at the Seeing Eye getting a new guide dog.
About
a month.
Okay.
But
I can hardly
can
hear
make
you. I'm in South Florida. Talk a little louder.
I can hear her fine.
Okay.
So there.
How about Sitting in the Park by Billy Stewart?
Yay! Hey,
is that right, Larry? Is she right?
What was the first name she said?
What's the name?
Billy Stewart.
Okay, Larry said you're right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I give a quick comment about a brand new app I got for my iPhone?
Sure.
Okay, it's called Voice Dream Scanner, and it works. And I don't work for the company or anything like that, but it is so fantastic. It does basically the same thing that a lot of the other OCR programs do.
Yes, I hear.
Write it down.
What is it called? Voice what?
It's called Voice Dream Scanner.
Like dream as in dreaming?
Is it okay to spell that? Because
yes.
Phones can distort.
Can you spell it, please?
Voice, V-O-I-C-E.
Right. Scanner.
Dream, D-R-E-A-M.
Scanner. Right.
Scanner. And it's $5.99, but I'll tell you, it does a better job than $100 apps that are out there.
All right. Well, we'll look into it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Christy?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
And good luck with your guide dog.
Oh, thank you. Do you want me to stay on, or?
Oh, yes. No, that's okay.
You got her address.
Oh, wait.
Send her the
$10
gift card.
Better talk to Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, give Chris your address.
All right, well,
hold on.
You all take care.
Hold on, Jody.
All right, hold on, Jody.
Any other callers on the line?
Okay.
Nope, that's it. That's it thus far.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, so Chris is going to take Jody's information.
Yeah, but did you like the song that we did back in the day?
Yeah. I like your song.
I wanted to tell everybody that in a few minutes, Dr. Skolnick will be calling in from Skolnick Eye Institute in Jupiter, Florida, South Florida. And the topic today is going to be how diabetes affects the eyes. So if you have any concerns or somebody in your family or a friend that thinks they might be getting diabetes and wondering about the symptoms with the eyes, please call in. I'm sure Dr. Skolnick would be glad to.
Yeah, we know two people that went blind because they didn't take it seriously.
We do.
And
it's very
diabetes.
Serious.
They thought it was a joke, diabetes.
I'm one of them.
Well,
oh, you're kidding. You're one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to be talking about that. He's calling it at 8:15.
Very, very important topic.
So,
yeah.
Please,
what to look out for.
Right.
I found out all the things to look out for.
Right.
Too late.
Too late. Too little, too late.
Yeah.
So that's
all right.
All righty. So let's see.
How much longer to the break?
1 minute.
1 minute.
Dr. Skolnick's on the line now. So
okay,
we'll go
we're
to break.
Go to break.
We're gonna go to break, Chris. Okay, we're gonna go to break.
We're gonna go to break. Don't go away. Dr. Skolnick will be coming on right after the break. Don't go away. We got more trivia for later. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You want to call in? It's 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live in two parts. That's right, we're in two parts. Live from Orlando, Florida, and live from West Palm Beach, Florida. We are doing a live remote down here in South Florida. I'm here with Larry McDowell from the Braille Club. I'm here with the fabulous Christine Belts.
Yes.
Am I saying it right, Christine?
Yes, you got it right.
Good. Glad I got it right. And right now, it's time, and I mean really time, for our guest host, Dr. Skolnick from the Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick, are you
there?
Good evening, Dr. Skolnick.
Hi, Dr. Skolnick.
How you guys doing?
All right, you?
I'm doing well.
How you doing, Doc?
One of your patients, Larry McDowell, is in the background saying hello, Doc. I don't know if you can hear him.
How you doing tonight, Larry?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, so Dr. Skolnick, so we decided that tonight you would be talking about how diabetes affects the eyes, and everybody is interested in that topic for sure. So
definitely. Well, diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness for working age adults. So obviously, it's very important to screen for. We typically recommend yearly exams for all type 1 and type 2 diabetics. Type 1 diabetics who are typically diagnosed in younger years, it's very important to get them into a yearly scheme of eye exams just so they're used to it. They're at higher risk for problems just because they have more years of diabetes. Many patients have diabetes for years before their diagnosis. So even if you're just freshly diagnosed, you could have 5 years of diabetes. So they can have damage even in those patients. The glucose or high glucose levels in the blood damages small blood vessels, and this leads to poor circulation in the kidneys, retina, and the peripheral nerves, and that leads to tissue and cell death. And the complications in diabetes are mostly in the retina, although cataracts are probably more common at a younger age. But two of the things I want to talk about in the retina are macular edema and proliferative diabetic retinopathy. Macular edema is when you get fluid or swelling in the center of the macula or center of the retina. And there are many patients who come in who have some retinopathy, which are like leaky blood vessels. So they have some bleeding in the retina. They may have even little localized little strokes in the retina. And many of those patients don't need any treatment. But when you develop macular edema and fluid in the central vision, then the vision drops and those patients need to be treated. The other more serious form of diabetes in the retina would be proliferative diabetic retinopathy, where because of poor oxygen to the retina, you get this abnormal growth of these little fragile blood vessels, and these little fragile capillaries can bleed. And when they bleed, they can cause a hemorrhage in the vitreous or hemorrhage in the back of the eye. That could lead to retinal detachments, and it can lead to a lot of scar tissue in the retina. And typically, that would be a very common cause for blindness, to have an event like a retinal detachment or a hemorrhage. And there's also other forms of glaucoma called neovascular glaucoma that can occur. So depending on what happens, if a patient develops macular edema and it's mild, I may say, hey, look, let's get your blood sugar under better control and see you back in 3 months, maybe give them a chance. If their blood sugar is under good control and they're still having problems, then we'll typically refer them to a retinal specialist. And a retinal specialist will either do an injection into the vitreous or an injection into the back of the eye, and they inject drugs that cause these leaky blood vessels to heal and for the body to reabsorb the blood or fluid. And these are the same drugs used in macular degeneration. And sometimes they'll do laser of the retina to freeze the blood vessels. So those are the two common treatments. And obviously, if a patient has something more serious, like a retinal detachment, then they would need surgery to fix the retina. But most patients who just have more minor problems like swelling in the retina will typically get these injections. And the injections are usually every month or so until the fluid goes away. And during that time, the endocrinologist or the doctor who's taking care of their blood sugar can be consulted, because there's no purpose in treating a patient in treating their retina if their blood sugar is out of whack, because no matter what you do, they'll eventually, you know, do poorly. So you have to start with their primary doctor or endocrinologist and get them under better control.
So, Dr. Skolnick, so are you saying also if you catch it early enough that you could possibly reverse the eye damage from the
Actually,
diabetes?
Actually, yes. If most patients, especially type 2 diabetics who come in, most patients never develop retinopathy. Mm-hmm. So the typical, let's say a 75-year-old comes in and they've had diabetes type 2 for 5 years and their blood sugar has been under good control. The doctors will do a test called the hemoglobin A1C, and that number is usually somewhere in the low to mid-60s in well-controlled diabetics. And those patients, most of them never develop any retinal problems. It's the type 1 patients who start when they're age 12 and their blood sugar is not controlled for many, many years. Those patients have high risk for blindness from all the damage that's done over 10, 20 years. But yeah, early diagnosis is key, and then really just managing the blood sugar to make sure it stays under control.
So can you tell some of the symptoms? Because we know a couple of people that, I don't know, it's beyond me. They ignored the symptoms and they lost their vision totally.
Well,
I don't understand how people could do that, just ignore it.
It is kind of surprising how we have patients who come in and their vision could be 20/40, 20/50, 20/60. And most people would recognize that, you know, they wouldn't be able to read the print on the TV. It would be pretty obvious to people, and they have swelling in their retina. Sometimes they don't recognize it if it's in one eye, like if it's in your non-dominant eye and the vision's only slightly off, then I can understand why someone wouldn't recognize it. But you're right. Some patients, they may ignore it. You know, a lot of people are in denial. They know they're having problems. And in diabetes, they have other problems like neuropathy. Some patients have to have their toes or feet amputated because of poor circulation. So they're dealing with a lot of problems. So sometimes the eyes aren't really high on the list. You know what I'm saying?
And what about the blurry vision? That's pretty scary because, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why your eyes get blurry, but how would you know,
the difference?
Yeah, well, how would you know that it was related to diabetes?
Yeah, typically, yeah, if you have a very high blood sugar, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking like 400, 500, you know, very high, those patients can get very blurred vision because the lens swells up with sugar and water. So when you first diagnose someone with diabetes, a lot of times they have frequent urination. They're drinking all the time. They have blurred vision. And most of the times those patients are diagnosed by their primary doctor with, you know, just standard blood work. For us, if it's a known diabetic and they're having blurred vision, I hate to say it, but a lot of people will ignore it because they say, I've had patients come in and say, I probably just have a little cataract. You know, like they just assume it's something else. Meanwhile, their retina is swollen. And it's more diabetic related. But really with first macular edema or fluid, the only symptom is really just blurred vision. It's not really specific. So for a lot of people, even if they're a type 2 diabetic, they still may blame something else like cataracts or this or that. Or maybe they think their glasses need to be changed. So unfortunately, the symptoms are not very specific. They're just blurred vision. And then if you have a hemorrhage in the eye, like from proliferative diabetic retinopathy, that's a very large sudden drop in vision. So that would be, most of those patients would obviously come in because they would lose vision suddenly.
Wow.
But if it's a small amount of swelling in the retina, a lot of times they don't recognize it. And that's why we recommend yearly exams for patients who have no retinopathy. And some of my patients who are following closer, it'll be every 3 to 6 months. Even if we're not treating them, we're just waiting to make sure they either improve. We just don't want to make sure they don't get worse either. It just depends how well their blood sugar is being controlled by their doctor.
If you have a question for Dr. Skolnick, please call in 407. What's the number? I forgot already.
407-894-1680.
I've only been sitting here 4 years.
894-1680.
My mind is on diabetes and eyes. Larry, would you mind if I put you on the spot and tell us a little bit about your experience with the diabetes in your eyes while Dr. Skolnick
I was just listening to everything you were saying, and I wish I see when I first started having blurred vision, you know, I went to the one of these corner places called Four Eyes and sell glasses, and the guy said, well, nothing's wrong. He said, once you get over 40, you just start losing some of your vision. And he gave me the glasses, and I start wearing glasses, and it seemed like every time I went back for a checkup, my vision was worse and worse. But I think my problem was I didn't go to the right doctor.
There's your answer. There's your answer. You didn't see Dr. Skolnick.
Well, actually, to be very fair, we could talk a little about this, but, I mean, there are very good optometrists out there as well. And really, with a normal dilated eye exam, any optometrist or ophthalmologist should be able to detect retinopathy. It's not that difficult. And actually, telemedicine is getting more and more popular. So even in areas that have underserved doctors, you know, don't have enough doctors, they can take pictures of the retina and send it to doctors to analyze. And they're getting really good at telemedicine now for underserved
Dr.
areas
Skolnick,
that don't have even ophthalmologists.
I have Dr. Skolnick, I have to interrupt you. I'm here down in live, down here in South Florida. And let me just say this. Larry and I were talking. There's no doctor like you, Dr. Skolnick, because he said to me that you are a very good doctor. And those folks are listening. If you live in Boca, if you live in Carl Springs, it's no big deal to drive to Dr. Skolnick. Is that right, Larry?
No problem. Yeah.
No problem at all, because the point is, if you want to go see a good doctor about your eyes, it's worth the trip. Is that right, Larry?
It's worth the trip.
The trip to see a great doctor. Check your eyes out, because let me tell you something right now. You only got, as far as I know, one set of eyes. Once you lose them, forget it. And Dr. Skolnick also takes care of you if you have glaucoma or any other problem, because once you have blindness, you still should see your doctor, because you want that problem about those numbers checked for glaucoma. Is that right, Larry?
You want those numbers checked.
That's right. So see
Dr. Skolnick's opinion about laser surgery?
Yes, go ahead. Oh,
no,
you want me to just talk?
Because there's so many doctors that I went to, the first thing they wanted, in fact, after my first laser surgery, I when I went there to have it, I was able to see, and then after the laser surgery, my vision got progressively worse. So I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, in the 1980s, there were a lot of landmark studies using argon and krypton laser. And unfortunately, laser does freeze blood vessels in the retina to prevent them from leaking, but it also damages the retina. So it's sometimes you're taking a couple steps back to go forward. And in some cases, in most cases, the laser was beneficial. But however, it does do damage every time you do laser to the retina. But there were really no other treatments until about 10, 12 years ago, with these newer injectable drugs. So for two or three decades, they were doing laser. And it's not that it was the best treatment, it's just that there weren't really many other options. And it really did save a lot of people from going blind. But now the injections are safer than laser, but they don't last. So even though injections are the preferred treatment right now, some doctors still do laser for some patients where the injections don't work.
Can I answer your question, Larry?
Yes.
Yeah. And every patient's different. I mean, it depends how many years you've had diabetes.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes.
Wait, Lynch. Christy wants to ask Dr. Skolnick a question.
Dr. Skolnick, do you think people would be afraid of the injections because the thought of a needle in the eye?
Oh, I've had those. Big deal.
Yeah.
Would people be
it's
afraid
funny.
Of pain?
With no pain.
Yeah, people are. When you first mention it to patients, they can't believe what you're saying. They're like, you're going to stick a needle in my eye?
Yeah.
But then you tell them that, you know, we do like 3 or 4 million a year in this country, and it's our preferred treatment for macular degeneration. And I say to them, I say, look, they numb up your eye with a little lidocaine. The needle goes in really quickly. It's a very small needle. And boom, you're done. And, you know, a high percentage of patients afterwards don't have any complications from it. And we have a lot of macular degeneration patients that are getting these, you know, monthly. And if you ask any of them, they may be hesitant or nervous the first time. But a majority of them, after like one or two, will be like, oh, it's no big deal. I know it sounds bad.
Dr. Skolnick, I'm one. I've had needles in my eyes. And I can tell you right now, all my people, it does not hurt whatsoever, because the numbing takes care of it. So when you get the numb in your
they unnumb your eyes and they do the injection, it don't hurt at all, at all.
Okay, we're going to go to break, Michael and Dr. Skolnick.
Thank you, Dr. Skolnick, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll have to have Dr. Skolnick back again. Thank you so much, Dr. Skolnick.
Definitely. Well, have a good night, guys.
You too.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. We're going to come back, and we're going to do another, you know what, trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn three initial certifications with the opportunity to earn two additional certifications. The first three certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional two certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content, policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Check us out on our web. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of the show, you missed any show, we archive all the shows. So if you want to listen to this show, if you missed any part of the show, give us a couple hours and then we'll put it on tonight. And you'll hear this show in entirety.
Maybe.
So make a long story short, it's trivia time.
No, Michael.
What?
Okay, I wanted to give out Dr. Skolnick's contact information. We didn't get that in during this segment. So if anybody's interested in going to see Dr. Skolnick, and we certainly hope you do, at Skolnick Eye Institute, his phone number is 561-296-2010. That's 561-296-2010. And he's located at 641 University Boulevard in Jupiter, Florida. And I believe we have a caller on the line also before we go to trivia.
Okay. Who's on the line and we'll go to trivia?
Keep you in line,
who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Chris, who's on the line?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, a familiar voice.
I recognize the voice.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Larry. Hello, Christine. Hi, Lynn.
It's Sheila Young. I can hear the voice.
Hi, Sheila. From
Orlando, Florida.
Hello.
I'm sorry I missed you guys when I was down there last week, but the reason I'm calling in is next Saturday is the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind meeting. We meet from 12 to 2:30. It is our pizza meeting, and our guests are from Access Links to talk about our paratransit system. So if anyone wishes more information, you can contact Lynn because she knows how to get in touch with me. And the address is on our GOCB Facebook page, and you can always email me at Sheila Young, SHEILAYOUNG, 125 at att.net. And our transportation, of course, we all know, is very important to us. So
that's right.
And I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila, for coming and calling
you.
Sheila
Young. Okay.
We're going to trivia. Trivia time.
Is this
Here we go, trivia.
Choice?
407-894-1680. Okay. It's trivia time.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, home. Have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? That's the question. Who's singing the song? Okay, Chris. Okay, Chris. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Now, you got to be, well, really with it to know that song. I'll just give you one hint. That was the first song, first one, rock and roll. Who is singing that song? That was famous. There was a movie about him. A movie about him. There was a whole movie. And that's Christine's song. So I'm surprised you even knew the song, Christine.
Yeah, she's so young.
Oh, I know. When I was a teenager, I used to listen to...
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say this, but I'm going to say when I was a teenager, I used to listen to the oldies station.
Oh, yeah?
So I learned about music that was on before I was born, so I'm kind of an anachronism in that respect.
All right.
All right, so I got two callers on the phone line. All right?
What, that fast?
That fast. That
All right.
fast.
Where All are right. you calling from?
We got one caller calling in from Winter Garden, Florida.
Yeah.
All right. And then we got another caller calling from right here in Orlando, Florida.
All right.
Our first caller goes by the name of Kurt, and our second caller goes by the name of Sheila. And you know both Kurt and Sheila. It's been a while, Kurt.
Yes, how you doing?
All is well, all is well.
Hello,
Kurt said
Kirk.
Kurt called in. He said, I know that voice. I believe it
okay,
is.
Okay, so who's singing this song, Kurt? You're on.
I think it's Buddy Holly.
No, Kurt. I'm sorry. Wasn't Buddy Holly. It wasn't Buddy Holly. This
I thought
was
it
before
was, too.
Buddy Holly. No, Buddy Holly came much later. Sorry. Sorry, it wasn't Buddy Holly.
Okay.
Sorry, Kurt. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Who's on the line?
All right, then. Let's go and talk to our good friend, the one and only Dr. Sheila. She just gave us a PSA. Sheila, how you doing?
Sheila? Yeah, that's a given. She knows who it is.
I know who it is because when I was young, they were
when you were young.
It's Bill Haley in the Comets.
Oh,
that's
wow.
correct. Bill Haley in the Comets.
You're so smart.
He was first. He
no,
was
I'm
first
not
with
smart,
rock and roll.
But...
Bill Haley and the Comets. Sheila? You just won yourself a fabulous $10 gift card from Sunny's Barbecue. The great Sunny's Barbecue.
Surprise!
Love it, love it. Well, thank you. Yeah, when I was young, they were in Virginia Beach, actually. So.
Yeah.
That was,
All right.
Now, thank you.
Rock and roll.
See you on Mother's Day.
What?
All right.
We got time for one more?
Yes.
We got time for one more. I've been working on mine for the longest.
Okay, let's go. Your trivia time.
All
trivia
right.
Trivia time. One more trivia. Let's go.
The phone line might blow up a little bit on this.
Okay.
I'm
going
to take it back just a little bit.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Mike, you're talking too much, Mike.
Well, I didn't give the name.
I just had to take you in for a minute on this one.
407-894-1680.
All right, so I got one caller on the phone line now, and I got another caller calling in.
Okay, so that's it. That's enough of the song. All right, who's on the line?
All right, so our friend is Kurt from Winter Garden. He calling to redeem himself.
Okay, Kurt. Now this is it.
So
Kurt,
we got Kurt on the phone line.
Yeah, this time, Kurt.
No, I got it this time. That's B.B. King, and that's Lucille on the guitar.
That's all right. Thought it was B.B. King.
All right, Kurt. He wanted those. What is he getting, Sonny's?
He got a $10 gift card from Sonny's
right,
Barbecue,
Kurt.
The best barbecue
Thank
there is.
Thank you so
Sonny's
much.
Barbecue.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
I thought that right away was B.B. King. You know what? I wasn't sure. I didn't hear the voice. I heard the guitar, and that's what it sounded like, his guitar. B.B. King, he was a great guitarist. He's got a restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee.
And in Orlando.
Kirk,
right.
I think, do we have
Oh, I don't know the one. That's
I
right. You're right,
in
Orlando.
I think you do.
Okay.
You sure do.
Well, all righty. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Okay, who else you got, Chris?
The first distributor that they ever had, he was on a label called Kent, K-E-N-T, Kent Records. B.B. King was on when he first came out, and my parents were distributor for that, Kent Records. Kent Records, B.B. King. That's right.
Michael, I think Chris has a caller.
No? Okay. Chris, who else you got in the line?
Well, that's it, Mike. We had Pensacola calling back in, and he said it was too late. Somebody already beat him to the punch.
Okay.
But Kurt called back. He said, "I got this one this time."
That was cute.
Mike, did you hear that guitar in the beginning though? That's the thing that
I'm
really
sure David heard it.
I know David heard it.
But David could do that.
When you hear this right here, it sets a whole nother. Mike, you just got to listen
to
that.
Generation.
You know, that was Lucille. You know, he used to call his guitar Lucille. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I'm going to behave. Mike. I'm going to behave. But he played that thing right there. I know how to do that in my dreams.
Yeah. Well, listen, folks. You've been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I hope it was a fun show for you. It was a fun show for us. Larry, I want to thank you so much
Michael,
for coming on.
You're going to come back pleasure. After the break.
What?
You're going to have one more break, and then you're coming
back. I know, but I still want to thank him so much now.
Okay.
I want to thank Christine now. We got some time yet.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
And we got more yet to go, but bottom line, I wanted to thank him anyway.
Not much more. I just wanted to remind everybody to go to the Facebook page and our website. Every Thursday night, the upcoming show highlights are posted there, and our Facebook page is just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's it. Easy. Easy peasy. And you know the website.
I want you to check out this new coffee company, White Cane Coffee Company. Let me tell you something.
All right, we're going to go to break. You can talk about it when we come back, Michael.
Okay.
All righty.
We're going to break.
We're going
Don't
to break.
Go away. We'll be right back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Here we go. We're back. We are back.
Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from West Palm Beach, Florida, doing a live remote down here in South Florida. And we're also live in Orlando, Florida. Both places tonight, Orlando and West Palm Beach, Florida, two different times, two different places. You're listening to Michael, which is, I'm the host. And you're listening to Larry. Hello.
How you doing?
Christine.
Hello there.
So we are live down here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Michael. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
We have Jim from Kissimmee on the phone line who got a quick comment that he wanted to get in with you.
Okay, let him say something.
Hey.
Real fast.
Hey, Jim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to call up to say that we need to say a prayer for that mass shooting in California, and it's unfortunate that things like that have to happen. You can't even pray in your own house of worship, and I think we need to pray to get rid of the hatred in this world, you know. So.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Most certainly.
Well, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. That affects all communities, whether you are blind or sighted. What your nationality, what your heritage, don't make a difference. Terrible things like that shouldn't be happening. It's terrible, terrible. Well, folks, I hope you tune in next week. Thank you for listening this week. And by the way, don't forget our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What's our Facebook page, Lynn?
Just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And listen, folks, don't forget that new coffee company, White Cane Coffee Company. If you want the real McCoy, real coffee that helps the blind folks, look it up. Check it out. And don't forget to say radio and get a 10% discount. Blind and Beyond is the name. And radio, and that fine coffee is White Cane Coffee. So
it's whitecanecoffee.com.
Two companies,
Michael,
working together. Michael? Blind and Beyond Radio Show and White Cane Coffee Company. What?
It's just whitecanecoffee.com.
Yeah, White Cane Coffee. .com.
All righty. Well,
whitecanecoffee.com.
Next Sunday.
I have a question. Is that case sensitive?
No. No, it's so all lower. It can be just lowercase. That's fine.
Yep.
Whitecanecoffee.
And say, don't forget to say radio and get 10% discount.
And
radio,
the phone number. Discount. The phone number, if anybody's able to record it, is 814-218-2837. That's 814.
It's going to be on our webpage. It's not on our webpage yet. It won't be on our webpage probably for another week.
Right. 814-218-2837. Well, next week is a new month and a new lineup of shows, so we're looking forward to being back here next week. Same time, same place. Good night, Michael.
Good night, darling. And listen, Chris, you did a great job, Chris. Chris Shaw, wonderful. Thank you so much. Christine,
good night, Larry,
Lynn,
and Nancy.
Thank you all. Good night, all.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Love you all.
Love you too.
Don't forget the coffee.
Don't forget the coffee.
Don't forget the coffee.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.